Hello mga kababayan! Ika-siyam na putlimang yugto na po tayo ngayon sa Usapang Pinoy, hatid sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at maraming salamat sa mga bumisita sa Usapang Pinoy Podcast Facebook page po. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay tungkol sa art. As you know, tayong mga Pinoy at Asians are known for our creativity. From dance to music to pottery, textile, and painting, and all forms of art. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Julia Kim, isang Korean-American artist and designer based in Atlanta, Georgia. She currently works at DTJ Designs as a landscape designer. DTJ Design Atlanta specializes in architectural planning and landscape architecture. In her art creation, You Uninterrupted, Julia explores Asian American identity with a lot of help from the community. In pop-up events over several months, she posts 8 questions of self-exploration and received more than 1,000 responses. She hopes the project will build empathy among Georgia AAPI communities. But before I call her, let me give you the important calendar of events for the community. Ang unang-una, on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Philippine American Women's Association of Georgia will hold a fundraising dinner and dance at the benefit of Georgia's abused and battered women. Tickets are $50. It will be held at St. John Newman Reynolds Hall, 801 Tom Smith Road, Lilburn, Georgia. Please call Imelda Yang at 470-754-7866 or Louisa Godbold at 678-517-5538 for tickets. On September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Martin Luther King Jr. Center will hold the 6th Annual Beloved Community International Expo, a celebration of international cultures with music, dance, performances, and presentations representing the people worldwide. This free event will be held at 449 Auburn Avenue, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. And on Saturday, September 20th, 2025, from 6:30 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Columbus, Georgia, will hold its 36th anniversary and induction ceremony at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center, 801 Front Avenue, Columbus, Georgia. For tickets, please call Maria Abano at 706-461-4059. Ngayon po, please help me welcome our guest, Julia Kim, who will talk about You Uninterrupted. Welcome, Julia. Thank you for being here.
Hi. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We are so excited to hear from you, so let's go ahead and dive into our conversation. First of all, go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Julia Kim. I have been working in the landscape architecture profession for almost 10 years now. I currently work at DTJ Design over in Midtown as a landscape designer, but outside of that, I am a muralist. I am now done my first art installation. I love painting, drawing. I love being outside. I'm kind of known of my friend groups to have a million hobbies. So I do a bunch of things.
That sounds so much fun. And I've seen your work. It's beautiful. So what is You Uninterrupted? What inspired you to do it? And how did your own story shape the direction of the project?
So You Uninterrupted, it was kind of a two-part project. The first part was collecting responses from community based off of different questions of identity. All these responses were anonymous. It just asked for your age and ethnic identity. And then the second part of this project was that I took all of the responses I collected and I put it together into an interactive art installation. So everyone from the community could come and read one another's responses. But this project really came from my own personal journey. The 8 different questions that I ask kind of stem from questions that I had been asking myself for the past few years. So these questions were things like, what brings you joy? What do you love most about yourself? Like, what's something you're proud of? What's your greatest fear, biggest regret? Questions along those lines. But I think for me, you know, just being an immigrant kid, I spent a lot of my time just questioning my own identity. I moved to the States when I was 4 from South Korea. And so I think a lot of people like myself who are immigrants or a child of immigrants, we kind of have this like identity crisis where we're always like, oh, am I American? Am I Korean? Like, where do I fit in this world? And so, you know, I think I've always kind of grown up just asking myself and trying to figure out like where I belong and who I am. And so I think over the years, I've kind of learned that without taking the time to know my own story, to find my own voice, that I never find my own power. And so, yeah, particularly in the past 3 years, I've been searching for a lot of these answers to myself. I've had a lot of tough and honest conversations with my community and people around me. And yeah, I just realized along the way that when we do things together as a community and we're able to talk about these things together, there's a lot of power in that.
Right. And I've seen some of the answers to your questions in that site where You Uninterrupted was shown. And it's very touching. And I want the audience to know how you started this, because I believe you started this during the pandemic. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not the pandemic, but during the attack of the Asians in Atlanta. And it affected you so much. You were out of the state, but you felt alone because you were in a place where you were not surrounded by Asians and you did not feel the support. Is that correct? Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, I think as an adult, I wrestled with my identity more after the attack with the SPA shootings in March a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think like, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you think about these things a lot. You know, when people like make fun of your lunch or like those little things.
Right.
And then as you get older, you kind of like learn how to deal with things. Right. And I think I started feeling like I found my place. But then when the shootings happened, I think it reminded me that being Asian American, you know, living here in America, like, my reality and my world is still very different. Mm-hmm. So I think that just hit me, like my Asianness of like what that really means. Mm-hmm. And like what I am able to do or not able to do and how others perceive me being Asian. And so I think, yeah, that was like a big turning point in my own thoughts of identity for myself and place of belonging here.
Right. And it's helping a lot of Asians too, because they identify with the question. So the central question of your project is, who are you referring to in You Uninterrupted? And what does that mean to you? And how have people responded to it?
Yeah. So when I think of the question, who are you uninterrupted? It actually has changed for me through the duration of my project. Mm-hmm. So when I first thought about the question, who are you uninterrupted, I think I was just thinking about like, you know, if I could be anyone or become anyone, I have no setbacks or limitations just holding me back, what kind of person would I be or want to become? Mm. I think that's generally the way people interpret the question, right? So like if you had no interruptions in your life, right? Who are you at your fullest potential? And I think people have responded to it like in a similar way of, you know, people sharing their identities, sharing the things that they wish to become, or sharing the person that they are and the qualities of themselves that they really love.
Right. You actually, you're doing this, you may not be aware, but for those people who are responding and going to your pop-ups to see your artwork, you're actually giving a platform for self-therapy. People it's very deep, and people start to think about the questions that you ask them, and it's thought-provoking. So you've held 20 pop-up installations across Atlanta in the past 3 months, and that's very impressive. What have you learned about people through this work?
Yeah, it was a lot of pop-ups, but it was really awesome to go out there and really meet people in my community. And I really learned a lot. I think one of the biggest things I learned is that we're a lot more similar than different. Something I mentioned earlier was in these cards, I was asking for ages and also ethnic identity. So I was trying to get responses from, you know, different age groups. So I think my youngest was like 2, which, you know, basically wrote their name and a cute little picture. The oldest was in the 80s. Wow. From my responses, and I got a lot of responses in between. I got, you know, I don't even know how many different ethnic identities I collected, but I collected a lot. And yes. So I think like reading through different, you know, ages and ethnic identities, where especially right now in this world, there's a lot of division,
right.
And people see each other, yeah, by our age, or we're like separated by our ethnic identity. I think reading people's responses, like at the core of all of us being human, we're a lot more similar. And I think it really helped me to see the older generation, like my parents' generation, just more human to me, instead of just being my mom and dad, but like, you know, seeing like, oh, like what are their biggest fears, you know? What are the things that they love? And I think for the generations below me, it helped me to understand them a lot better as well.
That's right.
My favorite was the kids cards, though, because I think the kids cards, they just remind you about like how much they actually absorb,
right.
And how deeply they feel. But also, I think they reminded me that life is a lot simpler than I have been making it
right,
out to be.
Right, right. That we worry too much sometimes, if we can have that simple mindset back. Although it's not as easy as that. I also saw that you have some responses from Filipinos, and I was really glad to see that.
Yeah, no, the Filipino community came, and they showed up, and it was awesome. It was really awesome to collect their stories.
Why do you think spaces for emotional honesty and intergenerational storytelling are so important right now?
You know, I think right now, like with social media, like cancel culture, like there's a lot of fears, there's a lot of comparisons. And I think naturally in that kind of culture and world that we have been creating, a lot of people are faking it, is what I realized.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of fear of like, oh, if I show up honestly, then, you know, like I don't fit or I don't belong. Right. And so I think people aren't as emotionally honest anymore. And so I think we need those types of spaces. Right. I think for me, I'm a really strong believer that honesty is the gateway to our healing. And so I think for us to start healing with the things going on in our lives, it means like we have to start facing these things. Right.
That's right.
And I think in that you start realizing that it's not just you. And I think intergenerationally, it's really important because you start realizing the problems that we're going through are problems that, you know, the generations above us and our ancestors have also faced. And so how do we learn from them?
That's right. It's very important.
And I think overall, it just helps to rebuild community where, you know, especially living in the States, everything is so individualistic. I think we've kind of lost touch of what it means to be a community. And so I think when we come together and we're able to be vulnerable together, I think it helps build empathy, build community.
That's right. Can you share a moment from the project that moved you or shifted your understanding of human connection?
Earlier you asked me about, you know, the question, who are you uninterrupted? And I remember sharing that my response, my mind had changed. So I was at my last pop-up and I had a 7-year-old come and ask me, you know, what that question meant. And I explained it the way that I explained it to you. Mm-hmm. And I remember his eyes just lit up and he was like, I know what I'm going to write. And I was like, okay. And I was really excited. And, you know, I was trying to give him his little privacy since it's anonymous. But I did like peek over his shoulder because I was so curious about what he was going to write. Mm-hmm. He just wrote one word. He just wrote me.
Wow.
And I think to me that was so impactful where I was like, hey, you could be anyone, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you had nothing holding you back, like, who would you want to be? And just without hesitation, he chose himself.
Right.
And I think that really shifted a lot for me. I actually changed, like, my entire art installation, like, the message I wanted to get across, like, after I received that. And I think all of that just kind of showed me, in terms of human connection, mm-hmm. the power of being authentic,
right.
That it's really contagious, and when we practice it, it helps set other people free, like it did for me.
Yes,
so I think that was
that's
really
wonderful
powerful.
Story. So
yeah,
before I let you go, what's next for you and Uninterrupted, and how can people get involved or support your work?
So I am working on trying to put together an artist talk. It'll be like an artist talk and like a community roundtable discussion. I was hoping to do it in August, but I think I'll have to push it to September to really be able to flesh it out properly. And so that will be coming next. If you follow my Instagram for this project, it's you.uninterrupted, mm-hmm. UNINTERRUPTED. That's a lot. But yeah, I'll be posting like updates and dates for all the things that I'll be doing next with this project.
Great. Thank you so much. With that said, I will let you go. And we hope to see you again soon. And then please let me know if you can send me your email or, I'm sorry, your how people can support your project. You can just kind of send it to us and we will certainly share it with our folks. And please, you're welcome to come back and welcome to support Usapang Pinoy anytime.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Welcome back, mga kababayan. I want to thank our guest, Julia Kim, for spending time with us this morning and sharing with us this very thought-provoking topic that she shares in an art form. We appreciate it very much. Ngayon po, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang bagay na nakakapagpamuni-muni sa ating isipan. Ang unang-una, may I be happy, may I be well, may I be kind toward my suffering, may I cultivate more kindness within my heart, may I cultivate more peace within my heart. And that is the loving kindness meditation from the traditional Buddhist metta. Pangalawa po, you may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. That's by Maya Angelou. And here is a very popular Filipino proverb. Aanhin ang palasyo kung ang nakatira ay kuwago. In English, what good is a palace if only owls live in it? This is one of the Filipino proverbs that emphasizes what is truly valuable in life, and that is relationships and family, not money. Owls tend to inhabit abundant structures, hence signifying emptiness or loneliness. The palace signifies wealth. Worded differently, this proverb could also be understood as, what good is your money if you live miserably? Yun lang po for today. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagkikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.
Matalebat kami pa'y ayaw.